And we have with us Fareed with Cardiovasc. Welcome back, Fareed.
Hello, Dr. Bill.
Now, Fareed, I'm always doing research, and I always get newsletter updates from the companies that have, to our internists and cardiologists, the new technologies of EndoPat and Endothelix. These measure either the return of blood flow to your capillaries with temperature or blood flow sensors, and they determine whether or not you're releasing not only nitric oxide, but if you get a peristaltic secondary shearing force wave in your blood vessels in response to the primary shearing force wave of the compression of your aorta and the pulse pressure that comes down the aorta to the minor vessels. Now, 70% of your blood flow to your peripheral tissues is not your heart, it's your blood vessels. 100% of the return to the heart is your vessels. Now, there's a number of factors that are involved. If you look at hypertension and perfusion, they're not always the exact same thing. In fact, if you overtreat hypertension, you can actually drop perfusion. We have a new technology available that people can purchase at home called a BioCuff. I don't know if you've heard of this, but it actually measures the stiffness of your blood vessel walls. And if your vessels are under constant pressure and not producing a peristaltic wave, eventually they lose their contractility. They become stiff and eventually calcify, which you can see in a high-speed CT scan. So you can actually purchase a BioCuff through me. If you want one, you just have to contact me and I can arrange for it. The BioCuff is a very interesting technology. It doesn't just measure your blood pressure, it measures your biocompliance of your vessels. There's something you can do at home, so you can constantly measure this. What are the parameters of what causes vascular disease? The first is nitric oxide. You have to generate nitric oxide in your vessels in order for you to produce a contractile wave. The second is mitochondrial function. If your mitochondria don't have enough energetics, again, remember, if you looked at the biopsy of mitochondria of heart or blood vessels of someone developing hypertension, you're getting what's called mitochondrial dropout. They're starting to look fuzzy on electron scanning microscope. They aren't producing the same energetics. Many of the drugs that doctors give to so-called lower blood pressure, such as beta blockers, which can interfere with CoQ10, and HMG chorea reductase inhibitors directly damage mitochondria. So they actually compound the problem. Many of them also will cause the brain to start releasing things like beta-natriuretic peptide, which we know that the reactions of the perceived decreased perfusion actually causes things like congestive heart failure. There's some theories now that congestive heart failure is caused by an abnormal response of the brain to perceive lower perfusion, and that BNP isn't just an adaptogenic hormone to try to correct hypertension and heart failure, it's actually the cause. Isn't that interesting?
So, it is.
Yeah. So in other words, what people need to start understanding is part of the reason why, for example, the rate of congestive heart failure is increasing 400% faster than any other form of heart disease is because of our pharmacotherapy, which is wrongheaded. Now, if you look at the two most toxic groups of drugs and specialties in medicine, the two are chemotherapy, which is paint by numbers, and cardiology. More cardiologists and chemotherapists kill patients by their very treatment than any other group within medicine. That's a pharmacological fact. If you've got a panel of doctors and pharmacologists, they cannot dispute it in a court of law. Now, when, for example, if you're trying to improve perfusion, the first thing you need to do, and we'll go through the components of cardiovascular to explain why the pharmacological solution doesn't provide this. So let's go through the first one, Vitexin, which is from the leaves and flower of the hawthorn, and it's the right European hawthorn plant. The Vitexin is a cardiotonic. It restores mitochondrial function, which is two-thirds of the dry weight of your heart and your media layer of your blood vessels. So that's really important. And why is this compared to the so-called garbage copies like Xtendovite, Heart and Body, Strauss Heart Drops that have stolen the formula from your dad, Sam Ibrahim, and try to make so-called knockoff stupid copies that don't have all the right components or the proper testing to make sure every batch has the right molecule from the right plant? So let's talk about Vitexin first. What's the history in terms of research?
Well, the bitaxin is a flavonoid, and it's really a marker compound. So it indicates the overall level of quality of the herb, and there are other compounds present.
Oh, hundreds. There's probably the thing about plants is it's comprehensive. If you take a pharmacological agent, often it just has a side group, so it takes longer to biodegrade it, so it stays in the system longer. It doesn't mean it's comprehensive. So if you have a pharmacological agent that's, say, a diuretic or whatever, it may actually cause other problems that you didn't expect because it's not including all the other cofactors present in a plant. For example, there's natural, central acting relaxants that work on the sympathetic pathways that are not beta blockers that won't cause all the side effects of beta blockers. So Vitaxin is really important. So it's basically a cardiotonic. It increases cardiac contractility and blood vessel contractility. So if you were to measure the shearing force, or let's say the EndoPAT or endothelix test to look at the return of normal perfusion, you'd find that Cardiovasc will, in many cases, be all you need to control blood pressure. In some people, you need other things too, like natural diuretics like Power-C+, VeinAway, and the ultrathiamin B1. And you need things like our magnesium glycinate malate. But to be honest with you, in many cases, we've had people that have just started on the Cardiovasc, and that alone is enough to bring their pressure into a normal range and their perfusion. So what's the next component?
So then we have an aged garlic extract, and marker compound is the allicin.
Now, it's not just allicin. As I say, there's dozens to hundreds of molecules present here. And the aged garlic has not just allicin, which is an antipathogenic to kill off the nanobacteria that are necessary to form plaque. You need also have effects on the ACE receptor effect, which is called ACE inhibitor. So allicin is a natural ACE inhibitor. And it doesn't have the negative effects of pharmacological ACE inhibitors, because if you take a pharmacological ACE inhibitors, they actually increase what's called a capotin cough. And the reason is capotin, which is one of the original ACE inhibitors, block the breakdown of neurotenins and bradykinins and produces a cough where it stimulates the cough reflex in the bronchi. You don't see that with allicin. So the natural molecules have an ACE blockade, but not with the side effects. Just like if you have natural anti-inflammatories like our Inflamex, it doesn't damage what's called the protective cardioprotective prostaglandins that can cause a heart attack. So this is important. Aged garlic is completely different. That it's by the way, it's separate from our allicin med, which is just a formula of long-term, very high concentration allicin. Aged garlic has this, but many other components that are present. Next.
So then we have the cayenne.
Cayenne, of course, is a very powerful microcirculatory stimulant. It opens up vessels, it opens up capillary beds, it improves perfusion dramatically. Next.
We've got the bilberry.
Bilberry is the smallest biological dialyzable, which means it crosses the blood-brain barrier, crosses into solid organs, antioxidant we know. It's not the most powerful, but it's most dialyzable. The only one that's more powerful than and more dialyzable is hydrogen. The hydrogen is not present in our food. And you can get hydrogenated water, will help you. But the most dialyzable antioxidant is bilberry. Because it's well and good if it gets in specific compartments, but if it can't dialyze into the solid organs like your liver, kidneys, and brain, it can't protect them from oxidative stress. Next.
Mm-hmm. And then we have the ginkgo.
Ginkgo is a very powerful thing to reduce blood viscosity and rheologic blood flow. It also improves microcirculation dramatically of the brain. We often find that when people take ginkgo, it improves their brain function. So they say, hey, I can start thinking again. My memory is coming back. I'm sleeping better. Ginkgo, because of it reduces blood rheological viscosity, the Canadian government, being very regulatory, actually removed it so that the Canadian version of Cardiovasc, it doesn't have it. Now, we have the American version, and it has it. And it's important because if you take that along with, say, our other rheologic component, which is natokinase, and if you've had a previous event, I can obtain for you the actual highest quality lumbrokinase to reduce blood viscosity. But I only do that if someone has a rheologic blood viscosity test. Most people don't realize that none of the doctors are measuring rheologic blood viscosity. They measure PTINR, they may measure platelet levels, but they don't measure soluble ICAM-1 and 2, factor V Leiden mutation, any other markers that actually will increase the risk of a hyperviscosity syndrome. And when you add this to the cardiovascular, you dramatically reduce the need for any other anticoagulants like rat poison, Coumadin, Xarelto, or Eliquis, which, by the way, there's giant lawsuits that are causing the death of a lot of people or bleeding out. It's just disgusting. And these dumb doctors don't vet these nutraceutical pharmaceuticals properly or cross-check the fact that drugs have to interact with the particular genetics and the environment in terms of nutrition of the individual. And if they don't know the specific polymorphisms of their extrinsic and extrinsic pathways, these people bleed out. Okay? So you dumb doctors out there, do you check the genetics, or do you have, like in Japan, a genetics card that shows all of the DNA polymorphisms for detoxification or any specific pathways that may affect rheologic blood viscosity? Of course not, because you're too dumb to know that this should be done before you even give a pharmacological agent. But you don't do it, do you? When you use nutraceutical things, you use cardiovasc, you immediately reduce the chances of a deep vein thrombosis, a thromboembolic incident that can travel up the inferior vena cava, end up the right ventricle, right atrium, shoot out through the right ventricle and cause problems, or can just shoot across the flap valve called the ostium secundum flap valve defect, which is best, by the way, in 25% of the population. And how many cardiologists are doing an echogram to see if they have an osteosecunda defect when they prescribe anticoagulants? Because the primary reason why you do it is because you don't want right atrial to right atria to left atria transition across this flap valve to cause an embolic stroke. But how many doctors do it? Pretty damn near close to nothing. Okay? Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty disgusted. Yeah. I'm telling the public, so when you go to talk to your doctor, if he's got you on a blood agent like Coumadin, or Xarelto, or Eliquis, or Coumadin, or low molecular weight heparin, has he done an echogram or a transesophageal echo to determine if you have a flap valve ostium secundum defect? Huh? Has he? Has he looked at your B-scan ultrasound to look at how thick the plaque is in your carotid artery at the bifurcation? Has he? Has he done an MRI to look at the calcification or the blood viscosity flow through your circle of Willis in your head? Does he know if your middle cerebral artery is open or closed? Do you have collateral circulation or a steel effect with the posterior vertebral arteries? Because if you're older, you may not have any flow at all through your vertebral arteries, and you only have a steel effect to actually supply parts of your brain. Does your doctor know this? I guarantee you, medical legally, if you bring a case to me and show me the records, I can excoriate your doctor for being a dummy. Okay? People say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you think you're smarter than my doctor? I damn well prove it to you that I am. Okay? And I'm sick and tired of people thinking they can question me and get away with it. They can't. That's just the facts. It's an ugly fact, but it's a damn fact. Now, people may say I'm arrogant. No, I'm competent. And I'm sick and tired of people thinking there's an alternate point of view when you can actually do tests to prove my point that these are concrete cardiological tests that the doctors just don't do. How many patients are getting a rheologic blood viscosity test that are being put on all the armamentarium of 6 to 10 cardiac drugs? Pretty damn near close to nothing. Nothing. I worked with one of the top cardiologists in the world working on blood rheologic viscosity, and I had a dual laser viscometer in my office in Denver. Okay, so I know what I'm talking about. So what do you think, Harley? You can see why I'm a little angry for a really damn good reason, aren't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, cardiac disease kills more people than the next five major causes of death, including cancer. And third world countries and second world countries like China are catching up real fast. The Chinese are popping off of the same diseases as the West now because they don't ride bikes all over Beijing and Shandong and these other provinces with relatively clean air because they don't have massive industry like they have now where you can park your car and get an inch of rubber dust on your car and pollution, and you have to wear a gas mask and have oxygen in your car heading home because the freeways are so damn polluted. If you breathe the air when you get home, you're going to be in respiratory distress. So, and if you don't think that burns your arteries and causes you to get perfusion problems and get early dementia and heart failure, you're just stupid, okay? There's no nice word for it, okay? Stupid is as stupid does. So, I'm here to clean up the mess, just like Donald Trump is. And being a truth teller, people say, I hate your guts, Deagle. You think you know more than my doctor. I can damn well prove it, okay? And I can tell you what tests to do. That's why we get people to contact me that are getting, you know, four stents and they're planning on bypasses or in terminal heart failure on a phosphodiesterase pump, or they've had a deep vein thrombosis, but their doctors never measured their blood viscosity other than doing a PTINR and platelet level. How stupid. And I'm not going to put up with it anymore. I'm going to lay out videos. I'm going to lay out information. So if you want me to be your medical legal expert, if you or your relative has died or had a horrible complication from stupid stuff from your stupid doctor and stupid pharmacological corporation, I'm going to excoriate them in court. Okay, I got three cases right now, medical legally. I want to expand that. And I want you to know it there. I'm there for you. I'm in your corner. God help the other side, because believe me, you do not want Deagle going after you. You don't. Okay? People say, oh, Dr. Deagle, you're so scary. I think you're full of it. No, I'm not full of it. And I can tell you what tests to do that are conventionally examined, certified by the top cardiologists and the top centers in the world. What about, for example, looking at a cardiac CT scan or high-speed CT? How many doctors order these tests when they find a patient is having serious heart problems and they don't even know whether or not they have healthy mitochondria or not, or they're getting a proper cardiological examination? So is their heart muscle contractile? What's the state of the calcification of their arteries and collateral circulation? Do they know? I guarantee you most of the time they don't. Have the faintest clue and the patient's on six drugs. Pretty bad, isn't it?
Yep.
So, you know, if you wonder why I'm a little mad, I guess there's only a few drugs that I say are even relatively safe in cardiology. A mild to moderate diuretic, and you better watch your magnesium potassium, but it also pulls out all your other minerals. So you're not taking things like Mineral Plus and Vitamineral Max, and we have other minerals we're going to be adding to our protocols here. If you're not adding cofactors that are going to prevent what's called drug-induced deficiency syndromes, for example, as soon as you start taking birth control pill, you get rid of all your B vitamins. If you start taking a lot of the even diabetic and cardiac drugs, you actually reduce peripheral neuropathy or cardiac myocardial mitochondrial failure. I mean, it's beyond ridiculous that they don't realize that on every drug you take, you actually produce induce what's called a deficiency syndrome or a metabolic blockade that actually compounds the underlying health problem or creates new ones. And this is actually in the black box warnings on many of these drugs, so medical lawyers know. It's in tiny print, so they make you cross-eyed reading it on the PDR and say, oh, it's here in small print. And of course, if you listen to one of their commercials, 4 to 10 seconds tells you all the benefits of the cardiac or chemotherapy or drug for whatever they tell on television. And the other 56 seconds or 48 seconds is to tell you all the horrible things where somebody's dancing through the daisies.
Mm-hmm.
It's otherworldly. It's like, you've got to be kidding. You must hear in the background Satan going, ho, 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 the devil will take my satanic drugs. Ho, 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 ho. You know? And the dumb doctors are basically just drug salesmen. They don't care. I mean, they were able to stick the foot in the door and write their magic script pad, and you're out the door, and they're onto the next gerbil cage exam room. Poke at a patient, act like God, magnificent deities that they are, and out the door they go, and you've got another script, and by the way, now you're on 7 or 8 drugs. You don't know which end is up. In fact, one of my colleagues who was a geriatrician said, and he said very tongue-in-cheek, he said, I've been in geriatrics something like this time about 40 years, like me now. And he said, I discovered that the reason why geriatricians are so successful is we believe in subtracting drugs until the patient can recognize us. That's pretty funny, isn't it?
It is.
They can subtracting drugs so the patient's no longer in a toxic fugue state. They can recognize the doctor and actually crack a joke or say something appropriate for the time, the season, the sporting scores, or whatever. Now, you might think Dr. Deagle's a little bit jaded. No, you're an idiot, and I'm going to cure for your idiocy. And people say, oh, Dr. Deagle insulted me. I said, well, maybe you're on the pathway to becoming wiser so you don't end up being a toxic statistic from inappropriate care for cancer, heart disease, or the prevention of simple illnesses that we can just give you the right nutraceuticals, diet, and lifestyle and technology. For example, how many people do you think in this country in the next year are going to die of a cardiac event? Millions. Millions.
I have no idea. Yeah.
Deep vein thrombosis, dissecting aortic aneurysm, cardiac events, acute respiratory cardiac failure from a myocardial infarction, embolic stroke, hypertensive stroke with lacunar infarct, diseases like the Hildebeest has, which is a transverse infarct of her venous sinuses in her brain causing intracranial hypertension.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
People love to shop. What if you could shop and it was actually good for you? What if you could actually purchase items that bettered your life? What goes into your body is important to what quality of life you have. How about shopping for items that better your health? GetTheTea.com is that shopping place. We're not only tea, even though that's our number one seller, we are about helping your health. There's colostrum LD for those of you with autoimmune troubles. The product helps your stomach get on track. GI problems produce pain. Get relief with colostrum LD. How about some fat burners or maybe some joint aid or a power cleanse? There's so much to tell you with very little time. So get help health-wise at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call our friendly operators at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Get help and relief by going shopping. Shop at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Serving people with great products for over 8 years. GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
And welcome back. And so, for we have a situation here where we're giving literally free advice to people. And there's several ways of identifying if there's problems are present. If people just email me, I'm going to provide them a free consultation to tell them exactly what nutraceuticals to take to improve perfusion, prevent a deep vein thrombosis or cardiac event, and what kinds of tests to do to with the regular doctors to actually verify what we're saying. Give an example of a few that aren't being done. Doctors need to start ordering blood rheologic viscosity tests. They need to measure blood levels of lipids using electrophoresis, not nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. They need to stop doing the idea that they think that it's okay to do a striatal stress test when a high-speed CT scan with a calcium score will pick up 14 to 16% more people that are going to have a faceplant and drop dead immediately that will be missed even by a pharmacological or a striatal stress test. They need to start measuring the genetics of a person to see if they have elevated levels of things like homocysteine with an L-methionine challenge, because homocysteine will burn the hell out of your arteries in your heart. And it's absolutely certain that if you don't know the status of your mitochondria, you don't want to give mitochondrial toxic drugs like, many of the drugs like HMG-CoA reductase inhibitors or beta blockers that directly damage the heart and the mitochondria. And these are just a few of the recommendations. Then if you want to do testing, I can recommend a QRMA, which will actually tell you your biological rhythms, a blood viscosity, and your lipid analysis based on biological matching databases. We can do a metapathia hunter test. And if you say, look, I don't want to do those, I want to do conventional tests, I can direct you to directlabs.com, and you can do a cardio-ion panel through Genova Labs. And that test, you can do it at LabCorp Quest, because their doctors sign off on it. You don't need to go to a physician. and you can have a mobile blood tech come to your kitchen. So don't be impotent. Don't think that you can't take control of your health, and don't think that you need to be on half a dozen drugs to save you from the evil undertaker. The fact is your undertaker is collaborating with your doctor because your doctor doesn't know what they're doing. They stick with a small bailiwick of interventions. Some of them are helpful. Diuretics, if you're watching your electrolytes. ACE receptor blockers, not ACE inhibitors. But pretty well everything else, including calcium channel blockers, beta blockers, central acting alpha blockers like clonidine, are all dangerous as hell and stupid. And the problem is, you see, if you want to measure not whether your perfusion's improving, get a rheologic blood test. Find out of an endopath or endothelix. And if you don't know where to get them, contact me. I'll give you the link so you can find a cardiologist in your state or county or your country that can actually do these tests in their office. That's a federally certified testing that doctors have codes for. Some of it's covered by your insurance and some isn't. But at maximum, even if it's out of pocket, it's $150 to $200 usually. So don't become an idiot. I call a medical idiot. We call non-compass medis. Realize I'm in your corner, like, you know, you're doing mixed mental medical martial arts against the evil idiots in the healthcare system that really just treat you like you're a lab rat, or the pharmacological companies just think you're a customer, and they don't care if they kill a quarter million people with their drugs. If their quarterly profits are good, it's just the cost of business. Your suffering and your death is just like another stat. And people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't say that's the truth. Yeah, I can, actually. I remember doing talks for Seropharmaceuticals because I did research in many areas, and it was about a new cardiac drug back in the 90s. And I asked the drug company, I said, well, I looked at your slide set, and there's a number of slides here I can't agree with. Well, why is that? And, of course, I tried to tell the drug rep who's an idiot. And I gave them specific reasons why I was not going to support this particular drug. And they just kept on saying, it's the slide set. I said, you know what? You said it's the slide set after I've given you concrete reasons why this slide is going to be pulled from my talk. I said, I'm sending back the whole slide, and you can stick it where the monkey stuck the peanut, if you know what that means. Up your butt, you know, insert it rectally, you know, along with your head. I'm sick and tired of what we call malignant and accepted stupidity. The same thing as people think it's perfectly fine to vote for Hillary Clinton. It's perfectly fine to not be politically active. It's perfectly fine to look the other way, whether you're in the movie industry or the medical industry or the legal industry, when evil's being done. No, it's not. It says in the Bible, if you're not salt and light, what are you fit to do? Throw out. And you know what? God said, if you're a Laodicean, which basically means if you're not a constitutional Christian, like I am, you know, we call a Philadelphian, you care about your fellow man, whether it's your health, your geopolitics, or the environment, and you care that the world prospers and people prosper. So take my advice. If you want to find out what conventional or advanced tests to do, if you want some advice about nutraceuticals to reduce your drug load, if you want to live long and prosper, like Spock used to say with the ironic side, then do call me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
From Summit to Sea. I am so proud of you, Bruce, and the development of the technology to make it the most ergonomic, best-priced chamber for humans and animals. I'm so proud of the technology that brings it to people's homes that doesn't make it something where you think you're getting therapy by looking at the device like somebody looking at their treadmill. That you want to get in the chamber, you feel great in the chamber, you feel great afterward, and in combination with our nutraceuticals and epigenetic therapy, including special peptides and pulse light therapy and other technologies we're doing for epigenetics, literally right after the nutraceuticals, I think hyperbaric oxygen is one of the most miraculous things that literally can apply to every health condition. I do not see a health condition where these three things need to be reversed: hypoxia, acidosis, and free radicals. And there's nothing like mild hyperbaric oxygen to do that. And you don't need three atmospheres. You don't need 1.5 atmospheres. And if you add an ozone generator, the ozone is concentrated by Henry's law in your tissues, and it literally not only removes pathogens, but it goes beyond the microcirculation to literally resurrect those weak and dead and the injured cells that need oxygen to resurrect the process of stem cell regeneration, turning off inflammation and clearing pathogens. So, Bruce, tell us more about what's going on, because I think your changes, you have two manufacturing sites in America, and you're so busy, it's hard for you to even keep up with the orders you're getting, right? Bruce, I can't hear you. I know Bruce is there.
I'm here, but I can barely hear.
Can you hear me now? I guess I'll turn things up there. Dan will turn you up. Can you hear me now? I can hear you very well.
Yeah. Okay, oh, yeah, good. That's better.
That's good. Okay. So, Bruce, as I say, I'm very proud of what you've done. It's just amazing. You know, Summit to Sea has done something that all the other companies, I mean, I look at their ads, look at their equipment, it's like, you've got to be kidding. Many of them are double the price, smaller, hot, dark, claustrophobic. They got to be kidding. They're not even trying to compete, are they?
No, they're going on their name, and that, you know, they were the first ones on the block. And it's a cycle, Bill. When you go to your clinic and the only chamber on the market was this expensive one, that's the only one you've seen, and your doctor says you should get one just like this. Now when they go to the clinic, they see some of the C chambers, and their doctor says you should get one just like this.
Right,
and
exactly.
We are just seeing such great encouragement from the market on that.
Right. Now, there's lots of ways that I can try to explain to people how they can actually measure the effect of it. For example, let's say you measure your urine alkalinity before and after being in the chamber. You're going to show that your body becomes alkaline. If you want to alkalinize your body, you want three things. Alkalinizing diet, high-dose power C, and you want someone to see oxygen, hyperbaric oxygen. Disease cannot exist in a state which has high oxygen content, high electron density, and a state in which there's high energy molecules present, so the state of the tissues is aerobic. It's just a universal thing. And if we can go down head to toe, if you're losing your hair, we give you recidival hair tonic and the Gamma A Plus capsules and Collagen Max to regenerate your hair. But if you're in the chamber, inadvertently, because you have other health problems, let's say you've got acute macular changes or post-concussion syndrome, you've been a professional sportsman, or you're just doping because you're getting ready for an Olympic sport or a high school or college sport, and you can get in the chamber, you can reverse not only concussions, but if you're getting premature hair loss and you're in your 20s, you can stop it if you take our other nutraceuticals and hyperbaric oxygen. Then it works to go down to the eyes and brain. If you've had a concussion, the very first thing you need to do after you get off the playing field is to get in a mild hyperbaric chamber and take our cocktail to reverse concussive changes that are going to increase microglial activation of peroxynitrate and hydroperoxy radical. And people say, well, you can't measure those. You're an idiot. And yes, you can. You can actually measure them in your urine, do this test with organic acids through specific labs. Now, hyperbaric oxygen, also for heart disease. If you got somebody with a hyperperfusion disorder, they got two or three areas where they've had stents in place and the doctor's threatening bypass, they need to be in a chamber right away so they can reverse the plaque along with their nutraceuticals. If you have a high calcium score and you take our nutraceuticals and you're in a chamber, that calcium score over the next 6 months to a year is going to reverse. If you've had acute macular changes or you have glaucoma where you're losing your vision and your vision is narrowing, and what happens first is the color visual field narrows before the black and white field, you can do that, I call a stick dot test, where you put a little red dot on a tongue depressor or a spoon, and you'll see your color visual field come back quicker if you're in mild hyperbaric oxygen. If you've got optic neuritis from multiple sclerosis or just a separate optic neuritis associated with an autoimmune condition, if you've got post-chemo syndrome, chemo brain, chemo heart, did you know that most of the women that survive 5 years with breast cancer, their primary cause of death is heart failure? And the primary thing that can reverse this are CoQ10, CoQ10 ubiquitol, and mild hyperbaric oxygen. In other words, all post-chemo patients should be on mild hyperbaric oxygen forever. Tim Alexander, we have breaking news from Tim. What's the breaking news, Tim?
Hi, Dr. Bill.
Yep. And by the way, I want you back on the third hour to expand this with Bill Warner from politicalislam.com. So go ahead.
Breaking news. Putin has ordered all Russian officials with any family member living abroad, and that includes their diplomats, to send their families home immediately.
That's because they're pulling out the war card, because Obama and Hillary Clinton have finally decided the dangers are high enough that Trump's going to get in, that they actually are willing to actually start a thermonuclear war with Russia, or the threat of one. And you don't underestimate the idiocy and the evil of this cabal.
Right. Station 95. By the way, the American news media is ignoring this. The British news media is going ape over it. But Station 95 in New York City is reporting they now have a confirmation from the Russian ambassador to the United States that Russia has cut off all normal forms of communication with the United States government.
Yeah.
They have yet to withdraw their ambassador, but they've been told that this could happen very soon.
Right. Okay. Well, let's expand that in Hour 3. I want you to come back in Hour 3 when we bring on Phil Warner. Okay, so we'll get in touch with you. So,
have him call me. Okay.
Okay, I will.
Bye-bye.
So, we'll get into that in Hour 3. When you're trying to improve your health, let's say you've got a chronic myopathy, heart failure, peripheral neuropathy, virtually all diabetics after 20 years are going to have peripheral neuropathy. 1 in 20 of those is going to have peripheral neuropathy so bad that they would commit suicide depending on their level of pain. Most diabetics have got renal dysfunction and renal failure. Besides things like ultrathiamine B1 and VeinAway and the care with our nutraceuticals to restore the vascular health of their nephrons, mild hyperbaric oxygen is very nephro-healing. It heals your kidneys. If you had a person, let's say your relative or yourself, that's had early signs of dementia, memory problems, depression, attention deficit disorder, oppositional defiant disorder, Asperger syndrome, hyperbaric oxygen helps to stop the seizure activity in the parts of the brain for PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. There is no such thing as an individual with PTSD from a military operation, or even those who are operating these remote kill machines, let's say in Atlanta. 20 to 30% of these after a year or two have PTSD, even though they're not on the battlefield, because it's in their mind. Hyperbaric oxygen helps to stop that, and even the volumetric changes to the nuclei that occur from non-motor limbic seizures. So, Bruce, when you hear all these things, you realize, I don't know the health condition, whether it's osteoporosis of your bones, or heart failure, or peripheral neuropathy, that hyperbaric oxygen can't help.
Absolutely. The body needs oxygen, water, and food. And you can't take any one of those away. And unlike food, you can eat too much of it, but oxygen, your cells thrive on it, under pressure.
By the way, you don't need 100% oxygen, which can cause oxygen toxicity. You need oxygen to get beyond the capillaries, so all the sick and weak cells that ordinarily don't get enough oxygen or don't get enough perfusion, with hyperbaric oxygen, it overcomes even the microcirculatory deficit. So that means, and this is the model I present for aging and for disease, if 10% of your cells in your heart or your muscles or your brain are not really working well, they can't absorb the nutrients even in a good diet, they can't absorb the oxygen because there's not enough perfusion, they can't get the toxins out of the tissue because they build up and there's not enough perfusion to remove them, as soon as you can present the body with a way of getting the oxygen and the nutrients, those tissues start to heal and the organ function improves. So you've got somebody that's confused and they're elderly. You give them a nutraceutical cocktail for cognitive problems like cognition plus brain power, things like neurotransmitter support such as Minerals Plus and all kinds of other nutraceuticals we use for cognitive deficiency. Basically cholinergic pathway support with CDP, choline, uridine monophosphate, and ultrathiamine B1. You need hyperbaric oxygen. You know, I had one gentleman recently, and I've been trying to convince him he's now going to be going on the peptides we bring from the European Academy of Sciences, but he needs to get hyperbaric oxygen. Right now, I've been able to stop his MS attacks and his hot sweats, where his autoimmunity, using our malignant rest, malignant block protocol, and we're now getting him on the peptides, which should arrive early next week. He needs hyperbaric oxygen. And, you know, if you're listening, and this is, I won't mention the last name, Isaac, you need to be on this. And there's no barrier. This idea that, oh, it's too expensive, it's a total write-off. I'll provide you the documentation whether you lease the device for several hundred dollars a month or you purchase it. There's no cost. You can write it off against your taxes. So I can't understand when people have got a serious condition why they don't take my advice. And here's the dub of it. And you may want to take this the wrong way, but I don't give a damn. If you listen to my advice, you will live long and prosper, like what Spock says, you know. And this is basically because he's Jewish and I'm Hebrew myself. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Ha'olam, which means, you know, may the Lord God bless you and keep you and shine his face upon you. What he's saying is, you need to listen or you will suffer. If you listen, I'm telling you, I don't know of a serious health condition or even a minor health condition like severe eczema or a child that has attention deficit disorder and oppositional defiant disorder or an adult that has post-chemo brain and can't think straight because they had breast cancer and they're surviving 2 years out, but their brain doesn't work. Or they've got chronic myopathy and now their muscles are so damn weak they can't go running or walking briskly because their muscles have been damaged by the chemotherapy. You need to be on hyperbaric oxygen or supplements to start resurrecting and creating new mitochondria. So I can't think of a health condition where it's not going to help. So the vast numbers of people that listen to this program, what's wrong with you? Why do you think you know better than Dr. Deagle? Why? Argue with me. Call on air. Email. Why do you think it's going to cost you anything when it can be a total write-off? Why? Why, if you have your snub up against something, you know, that's going to give you serious deficits in your ability to have an abundant life or prevent serious illness or stop, you know, prevent a terminal state? We have one gentleman, for example, that went to one of our clinics, and I hope he's going to get his own hyperbaric machine now. But we referred him up, and he's on all of my nutraceuticals for heart failure. He was on even a phosphodiesterase pump for heart failure. Ken is his name. And Ken is literally a new man. But he's getting hyperbaric oxygen and other therapies at the Living Longer Resort up in Palm Desert, California, which will, by the way, become one of our test sites for people with QRMA and menopathia on the West Coast. We have PPRDI on the East Coast in New York City. You got to get your own chamber. You can't just go in 2 or 3 days a week and figure you're going to be fine. You're not. You need to be in there for a couple hours a day. In fact, some people are so sick, should probably sleep there all night. They should sleep in their chamber. And you can make the chamber so comfortable, easy to get out if you have to go to the restroom or you bring a, you know, a whiz jug. There's no excuse why you can't get your health back with the help of a mild hyperbaric chamber. Bruce, can you tell us some interesting stories you have on this where people have literally, they finally, you know, decided to make the leap and they realize, like, this changed my life.
The stories that strike me the most are when a neurologist offered Sarah a referral to a psychiatrist for her husband Keith, who had a bilateral stroke. Sarah said, what is a psychiatrist going to help with my husband? She says, oh, no, it's not for your husband. It's for you to learn to live with a vegetable the rest of your life. Inside manner can't be better than that.
You know what that doctor needed? He needed to be slapped. He needed a good hard slap on his face to bring him back to reality of, I'm not a chunk of human flesh. I'm a person. I don't need bad advice. I need, what can I do to make my husband come back to become a communicative human being and give me more options than the stupid small bailiwick of, well, the half dozen drugs I've given him isn't bringing him back. Why the hell would he expect it to bring him back? Medicine has a small bailiwick of drugs where, as I said, 20% of the time, the drugs are appropriate for 20% of the conditions. And beyond that, they're meddlesome, toxic, or they're going to increase deficiency states or create whole new problems that didn't exist. And if you don't involve other, I call functional medicine, things like epigenetic therapy, mild hyperbaric oxygen is one of the most powerful, right after the nutraceuticals treatments, along with epigenetic therapy like lumen photon, micropulse, pulsed microcurrent, and we're developing other technologies. People need to know, what you've done is you've innovated so much. Your chambers aren't even in the same dimension as any other mild hyperbaric chambers on the market anywhere in the world. They aren't. And they're also repairable. They're advanceable. They're ergonomic. They're cooler than any other chamber. They're bigger. They're vertical. They can bring a stretcher down and put somebody in a stretcher or a gurney. You can wheel a wheelchair in their chambers. Nobody else can do that, can they?
Nope, they can't. And to continue the story, like your wife Michelle and my wife Judy, Sarah said no. And she investigated and found hyperbarics. Keith is now driving. He's now back to work. He is now as close to being back to normal as possible. And that was back in 07. with our initial chambers, and it has made such a difference
right.
in his life, in many, many, many other people's lives.
Right. And so it's my feeling that when you're, you know, in the future, you know, it should be that when you're getting a home or an apartment or whatever, where am I going to put my chamber? If you're even a pro athlete, let's say you're a high school or university or professional athlete, you should have a chamber. Oxygen is the best doping agent that can't be tested to say, what are you using? You're using oxygen? How dare you? We've drawn blood and your blood shows you have oxygen in it. I mean, really, you know.
Yeah, and no matter how small your apartment, we have footprints from 36 inches circular to huge 8-9 foot by 40 inches. So
yeah, stay right there. We have another short segment, Bruce. And, of course, if you want to contact Bruce, you can go through our link on the website, NutriMedical.com, or call him directly, 612-325-8243, 612-325-8243. Back in a moment.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
We have the links back up and they're working perfectly on the front page of NutriMedical under Associates and under Products. As I mentioned, the number, and I'll repeat it again, 612-325-8243. If you're really concerned about your health or your relatives, for God's sakes, get a hyperbaric chamber from Summit to Sea. You mentioned a couple of advances in your two manufacturing facilities in America, and you're making these new cooler devices. Can you tell us about them? Are they similar to the one that I have already, or is it even another advance on that?
It's another advance. What I found is everyone trying to cool chambers attacked it the wrong way. They're trying to cool air, which is very hard to do. Cooling water or heating water takes many more calories and therefore is more effective. So I approach the problem from, let the air heat the water. Cold is the absence of heat. Cold is not a thing. It's the absence of heat.
Right.
So I created a device where instead of having to overcome the heating by pressurizing the chamber, I draw air out at 4.4 PSI, drive it through the cooler with a heat sink that drops the temperature to 32 degrees, and then pump it back into the chamber so there's no pressure differential. So the pumps aren't working hard to drive the air, so the pumps aren't generating any heat. I've got a pump inside running ice water through the heat exchanger, and man, we dropped a chamber that was 85 down to 70, and the room temperature was 72. That's unheard of.
Right. Now, is this a thing that snaps on your current chambers or older chambers?
It would have to be retrofitted for the older chambers, which is a couple of T's and things a user could just plug in.
Yeah, but in other words, a user can just snap it on the chamber. By retrofitting, you don't have to ship the chamber back, is what you're saying.
No. This is field retrofittable.
Wow.
And I don't know if retrofittable is a word, but it can be field retrofitted. That's better.
Yeah. Well, I'd be interested for sure. Now, I can tell you, you've done so many advances. In fact, I want to mention that you're so innovative, you've even affected the mattress company. A lot of the southern United States or places like here in California, we have Santa Ana's. How hot do you think it got last week here in North County, San Diego? Just pick out a number.
Easy 110.
You're right. You're real close. 109. Where I'm 1,000 feet. It was down in downtown Vista. It was 110 plus. So, and it was hot. I mean, it was like in the middle of the night. It was like in the 90s. So, in Texas and in Louisiana and many southern states, your technology developed for hyperbaric chambers can be used to cool mattresses, especially air mattresses, but they can be cooled.
Absolutely.
To cool a mattress cover. A mattress cover that can take a normal high-quality mattress or even, you know, a foam mattress and make it whatever temperature you want.
Exactly. The cooler that we're discussing today can pump that cold air through a mattress, and you would just need to shut it off, have an on-off switch. There's three stages. You can shut off the water circulating pump, so then just the heat exchanger being in the cold water, or you can shut off the pump itself, bring the air until you start to get warm again, and you just push a button.
Wow. Amazing stuff. Stay right there, Bruce. We'll get you rebooked, and we're coming back in hour three with Bill Warner from PoliticalIslam.com. We'll have Tim Alexander pop in as well. He'll be running shotgun here and talking about the latest news from Russia. Again, Bruce McKeeman, an amazing summit to see. If you have a health problem, or if you want to prevent one, or if you're an athlete and want to stay healthy, you need a summit to see chamber. Affordable, write-offable. Get your help now. Listen to Dr. Bill and Bruce McKeeman. You'll be amazed. Stay right there, Bruce. We'll get you booked for next time.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.